Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. ഏജസൈവ പാദാംഭുതഭക്തിലഭ്യോ പ്രേമാവിധാന പരമപുമർത്ഥോ തസ്മൈ ജഗന്മംഗളമംഗളായ ചൈതന്യ നമോ നമസ്തേ ചൈതന്യ. ആനന്ദലീളാമയ വിഗ്രഹായ ഹിമാവദിവ്യോ ഛവിസുന്ദരായ തസ്മൈ മഹാപ്രേമരസപ്രദായ ചൈതന്യ തന്നായ നമോ നമസ്തേ ചൈതന്യ. ജന്നാത്തം കർമ്മനിഷ്ഠേന്നത സമധിഗതം ജത്തപധ്യാന യോഗൈ വൈരാഗ്യൈ ത്യാഗസ്തത്വസ്തുതിഭിരപി ന തത്കീർത്തം ചാപി കൈശ്ചിദ് ഗോവിന്ദ പ്രേമ ഭാദംഗപി ന ച കഥിതം യദ് രഹസ്യം സ്വയം സ നാമ്നൈവ പ്രാദുരാസീദ് അവതരതി പരിജതം നമി ഗൗരം കൃഷ്ണചന്ദ്രായണം ശ്രീ ചൈതന്യ ചരിതാമൃതം ആദിലീല ത്രയോദശ പരിച്ഛേദ ചാപ്റ്റർ 30 93.
ജയ ജയ ധോനി ഹൈല സകല ഭുവന ജയ ജയ ധോനി ഹൈല സകല ഭുവന
ചമത്കാര ലോക മാവി മണി മന
ചമത്കാര ലോക
ജഗത ഭരിയാ ലോക ബോലെ ഹരി ഹരി
ജഗത
കൃഷ്ണ ഭൂമി അവതരീ
ശ്രീ ജന ഗൗര കൃഷ്ണ ഭൂമി അവതരീ
പ്രസന്ന ഹൈല സവ ജഗതേര മന
പ്രസന്ന
ഹിന്ദുക്കെ ഹസ്യോ പോരോ ജവന ആരി ബലി നാരീ ഗണ നൃത്യ കരേ ദേവകുതുഹളി പ്രസന്ന ഹൈല ദശധി പ്രസന്ന നദീ ജള
പ്രസന്ന
സാവര ജംഗമ ഹൈല ആനന്ദേ ബിഹോള
സാവര ജംഗമ ഹൈല
ഭഗവാന ചമത്കാര പയാ ലോക ഭാവ മണി മന ഓൾ പീപ്പിൾ ദ സാന്റേഡ് ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ മഹാമന്ത്ര ഡ്യൂരിംഗ് ദി ലൂണാർ എക്ലിപ്സ് ആൻഡ് ദ മൈൻഡ്സ് വേർ സ്ട്രക്ക് വിത്ത് വണ്ടർ ജഗത് ഭരിയാ ലോക ബോലെ ഹരി ഹരി ശൈക്ഷണി ഗൗര കൃഷ്ണ ഭൂമി അവതരി വെൻ ദി ഹോൾ വേൾഡ് വാസ് ദ സാന്റേഡ് ദി ഹോളി നെയിം ഓഫ് ദി സുപ്രീം പേഴ്സണാലിറ്റി ഗോഡ് ഹെഡ് കൃഷ്ണ ഇൻ ദി ഫോം When the whole world was thus chanting the holy name of the Supreme Person of Godhead, Krishna in the form of Gaurahari advented himself upon the earth. Prasanna haila sab jagater mano hari hari bali hari bali hindu ke hasya karai javana. The whole world was thus pleased. While the Hindus chanted the holy name of Lord, the non-Hindus, especially the Mohammedans, jokingly imitated the words. Although the Mohammedans or non-Hindus have no interest in chanting holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, while the Hindus in Navadvip chanted during the lunar eclipse, the Mohammedans also imitated them. Thus the Hindus and Mohammedans joined together in chanting the holy name of the Lord when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented himself. Hari bali nari gana devai hula huli surge badya nutya kare deva kutu hali. While all the ladies vibrated the holy name of Hari and Aap, in the heavenly planets, dancing and musing were going on, for the demigods were very curious. Prasanna haila dasadik, prasanna nadi jala, thabara jangama haila anande vihola. In this atmosphere, all the 10 directions became jubilant, as did the waves of the rivers. Moreover, all beings moving and non-moving are overwhelmed transcendental bliss. Kirtyanavas. He called his son, his name is Narayana. Narayana is also the name of the Lord. So he didn't call directly Narayana, Lord Narayana, but Ajamila called his son Narayana. This Sankirtyanavas. So all his sinful reactions are immediately destroyed. Were destroyed. The Chaturvidha Namava Sankitya Parihasyam Stobham Abha Helanumba Mevava Vaikuntha Namagrahana Masesa Agharam Vidhu Anya Vastuku Lakhyakari Namacharana Sankitya Namava Parihasa Parihasa Chalare Nama. No? No? Yes, try to understand. Language is not a bar. Language is not a bar. You understand? You should understand it. Language is not a bar. No. If a really very inquisitive, really, very, very inquisitive, how to know and understand what talk is going on, how to understand it, Krishna. Krishna will help you, Mahaprabhu will help you to understand it, but language is not a bar at all. Understand my language? It's not a bar at all. Not a hindrance at all. If you're really inquisitive, your heart throbs. If your heart throbs, your heart throbs. Yes, what is going on? What is going on? I have to know. Krishna is in heart. Understand? Oh, he is so inquisitive. No. But language is a bar for him. So he cannot understand. He will help you to understand. He will help you to understand. Understand me? The such inquisitiveness should be there. Otherwise, how you'll get the help? He is ready to help you, but you are not accepting. This is the whole trouble there. This is the whole trouble with you. He is ready to help you, but you are not accepting. You are not prepared to accept it. Gokul Das, not prepared. This is the whole trouble is there, nothing else. Nothing else. The whole trouble is there. So, this is hint here. It's given. The whole world were pleased while the Hindus chanted the holy name of the Lord. The non-Hindus, especially the Mohammedans, jokingly imitated the words. It's joking. This is one of the Namabhas. There are 4 Namabhas. Here in purport purpose, although the Mohammedans and non-Hindus have no interest in chanting the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, while the Hindus in Navadvip chanted during the lunar eclipse, the Mohammedans also imitated them. Thus, the Hindus and Mohammedans joined together in chanting the holy name of the Lord when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented himself. Jokingly, out of joke, they say. That this is called Namabhas. There are 4 types of Namabhas. 4 types of Namabhas that we are quoting that verse. 6 to 14. Sankhityam parihasyam vastobham halanam me baba Vaikunthanam grahanam asesaghaharam viduh. Four types of navas. One is sankhetya. Sankhetya means just not directly pointing to the Lord, pointing at something else, utters the name of the Lord. That's sankhetya navas. That is, example is Ajamila. Ajamila is the example. Ajamila, utter name of Narayana, just calling his son. Isn't it? Pointing out his son, he uttered the name of Narayana. When very fearful, fierce-looking, three Jamadutas came, appeared, to take him to Jamapura, abode of Jamaraj. Great sinful person he was. He had committed so much sin, there's no limit to it. You understand? Chitragupta had prepared a very big book, the biggest book. Yeah, Chitragupta prepared biggest book. Ajamila, so much, perhaps so much he had committed. Three fierce-looking, very fierce-looking, three Javadutas appeared there to take him to. When he saw such fearful-looking Javadutas, he became afraid, fearful. So out of fear he called out his youngest son, whose name was Narayana. Oh, Narayana, please come to my side. He didn't directly call Narayana, the Lord Narayana. No. Is Sankhetya. Pointing out his son, he uttered the name Narayana. Narayana is the name of the Lord. This Sankhetya Navas. He got that stage, Navas stage. You understand? Immediately all his sinful reactions were destroyed. Immediately. As soon as he uttered the name of Narayana. He didn't commit Navaparad. You understand? He didn't commit Navaparad. There is one Navaparad. What is that? Nama bale papa buddhi. This is nama bale papa buddhi, one of the nama prat, ten nama prat. What is that? Commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting holy name. That is nama bale papa buddhi. You understand? Eka Krishna nama kore sarva papa kheya. One name of Krishna will destroy all sin, reactions, all sinful activities. Such potency is there. Someone may think, all right, this is a very good weapon I have gotten. Now, I'm a great sinful person. I've committed many, many sinful activities. So now I'll chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, and destroy all sinful reactions. This is a very good weapon. Then commit new sin. Then again chant Hare Krishna. Then destroy it. This mentality is offensive mentality. One develops this mentality, he commits that aparat, nama vale papa buddhi. Then say, to commit sinful activities, do sinful activities in strength of chanting holy name. But Ajamila didn't commit this aparat. Then say, Ajamila had no such aparat. With this mentality, he had not uttered Narayana. He uttered Narayana just pointing out, calling his son. Pointing out to his son, this Sankhetya Navas. He got this stage of Sankhetya Navas. This is Sankhetya Navas. Do you understand? So immediately all his sinful reactions are destroyed and four Vishnudutas appear there. 400 form Vishnudutas, 400 weapons are there, 400, and club is there, sword is there, everything. Stop! 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 You cannot touch him, they told Jamadutta. You cannot touch him. If you touch, there is their club. Cross your head. Cross your head. Bah! They became shocked. What is that? Yes, he is not a sinful person, no? His all sinful reactions are completely destroyed. You cannot take him to the abode of Jamaraj. That happened. This is the result of Navas. What to speak of the chanting of your name? This is the result of Navas. Sankhetya. Then Parihasyam, second type of Navas is Parihasyam. Here is Parihasya. Here it is say Parihasya, jokingly. Well, Hindus were chanting Hari Hari, Mohammedans are jokingly, saying Hari 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 Hari. They are also joining with them, but jokingly, Parihasya. they are getting the result of Namabhas. They are getting the result of Namabhas. You understand? That also you'll see. Later on it will come. That description will come when Mahaprabhu will start this coming down from back from Gaya. Then you start Sankirtan. You understand? And that Sankirtan is there. All Nadia Vasi, inhabitant Nadia, most of the people start Sankirtan. There was Mohammedan ruler, Kaji, Mohammedan ruler is Mohammedan. They were not interested in this Harinam Sankirtana. So he will break Mrudanga, Khora, and he will send his chaprasi, Piyam, stop Sankirtana, isn't it? But Mahaprabhu's kripa is there. So Kaji Chaprasi came, people, Hindus were doing Kirtan, chanting Hare Krishna, Hari 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 Hari. Chaprasi came, hey, why are you, he joked with them. Hey, why are you saying Hari 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 Hari? Hari means chori, 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 chori. Do you follow? Hari means chori. Chori means stealing, stealing, stealing. You are chanting Hari Hari, that means you will go to steal. Chori, 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 chori. Don't stand Hari Hari Hari. Kaji will bind you up and put you into a prison house. You understand? Just jokingly. He said jokingly. But jokingly occurring Hari, he got the result of Namabhas. So when he returned, his tongue is chanting Hari, 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 Hari. He got Satraddha. That Piyan Chaprasi. And Kaji saw, hey, why are you saying Hari, 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 Hari? You are Mahamadan. Why are you saying Hari, Hari? They say, oh my Lord, what shall I do? I had gone there to stop Hindus not to chant Hari Hari. I said, why are you chanting Hari Hari? Hari Hari means chori, 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 chori. Steal, stealing, stealing. Kaji will put you in the prison house. Don't chant Hari Hari. From that moment, my tongue is chanting Hari Hari. What shall I do? I cannot shake it. I am not willingly, willfully I am not doing. My tongue is chanting Hari 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 Hari. This is Namabhas. He gets Namabhas. Result of Namabhas. This, do you follow me? This is parihasya, second type of Namabhas. Stobha. Stobha means musical performance, isn't it? Some musical performance, dramatic performance going on. Dramatic performance is going on, musical performance going on. So one person plays the role of Narada Muni. Narayana, 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 Narayana. That person comes to the stage with Veena. Narayana, Narayana. He's an actor. He's a player. That is a stage player. You understand? That is stobha. Stobha. Stobha means is musical performance, theatrical performance. It's not out of bhakti he is doing. Is thus performing the role that he gets that Namabhas, gets the result of Namabhas. This is Stobha, third type of Namabhas. Then Helanang. Helanang, what is that? What does it mean? Neglectfully. Neglectfully standing. And this is four types of Namabhas. Do you understand? This is Namabhas. And there's difference between Nama and Namabhas. Between Nama and Namabhas, Paddha Purana says, Namekam jasya vachi smarana pathagatam sutra mulangatam va suddham vasudhavarnam vibahita rahitam tharayateva satyam tatya deha dravina janata lobha pasanda madhye nikhiptam syanna phaladanakam sigram evatra vipra. Paddha Purana says, the difference between name, nama and namabhas. That person has answered that question, namabhas, that Holland. Person, what is his name? Deepak. Deepak Ramdas. So you note down and give him answer. am now speaking about Namabhas, isn't it? He has questions. So many questions asking. So there's difference between Nama and Namabhas. Namikum jasyavati smanapathakatam sutram ulangatamba suddhamba sudhaparnam bevahitam vahitam tarvitteva satyam tatche deha dravinadanata lohopasanga madhye nikhittam syanna phaladanakam sighram evatra vipra. It's Padma Purana says. That means, there is difference between name and namabhas. One name, he says, one name, ekanam. One name is the otter, in whose name, one name of Hari. Otter or remembers Maranagatata, or one who chants, somebody chanting, name means your name. Another person is hearing, it touches the ear of the person, here, do you understand? Then, what happens? It is Sudhavarna, is a pure name, or maybe is not completely uttered, incompletely uttered. Do you understand my language? Not completely uttered, Hari or Krishna, Hari, Krishna, Hare Krishna. When Prabhupada went to the stone wall, the hippies are rolling, chanted Hare Krishna, the hippies woke up and flogged around Prabhupada. Prabhupada chanting, gave them prasad. Oh, very nice. Tasted such nice taste of prasad, Krishna prasad. They became attracted. Prabhupada said, chant, chant, chant. But such sinful person, they cannot, their tongue cannot utter Harinam. Nam gayate, what is it? Prakrut Indriya. Then say, Ata Krishna Nama Charitadi, Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Nagrajya Prakuta Indriya, isn't it? Prakuta Indriya, that means material senses. Senses are material, not pure purified senses. Do you understand? Impure senses, Prakuta Indriya, Jada Indriya. The material body and material senses, they cannot utter, material senses cannot utter the name, do you understand? Rakutindra Rajyanoi, how is so prakast? It's self-manifested. With the defective senses, with the material senses, nobody can chant the real name. Do you follow me? That verse Bhakti Sanat Prasinda Padma Purana. That is quoted from Padma Purana. Do you follow? Swayameva Smriti Adaha. Seven Mukhai Jvahadu. Swayameva Smriti Adaha. When your jiva, tongue is seven mukha. Seven mukha means jiva is very eager, tongue is very eager to serve Krishna. That means tongue service is to chant Hare Krishna and taste Krishna prasad. That is service of the tongue. When by the guidance, under the expert guidance of bona fide guru, then the person will be engaged in the service of Krishna. Otherwise he cannot engage himself. By himself he cannot engage. Do you understand? The Prabhupada is bona fide, pure devotee. You are chanting pure name. That pure name sound vibration touched their ear. So they woke up. Hippies woke up. Flogged around Prabhupada. Prabhupada was chanting. That transcendental sound vibration was touching their ear. Sutra Mula. It's pure vibration. Transcendental pure name. Prabhupada was chanting. Pure name. So then Prabhupada told them, you chant, chant, chant. That the order of a guru pure, do you understand? Dear devotee. And others, they started chanting. Do you understand? But they cannot chant clearly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Isn't it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's not completely uttered, incompletely uttered, faltering way, some breaks are there in the middle. That is what it says. In this way it is uttered. So one who utters, he gets Namabhas stage. Do you understand? He said Namabhas.
He will be delivered. He will be delivered. Yes, because he is offering that under the guidance of a pure devotee. He ordered them, you chant, you chant, you chant. They first heard, they hear your chanting, the pure transcendental sound vibration touch their ear, then they start chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Isn't it? Pure chanting, though not pure, but not completely, some breaks are there, faulty recitation is there, still it is Namavas. Do you understand? It's Namavas. That says Namavas. He must be delivered, because Namavas will deliver. One attends Namavas says, he'll get mukti. Yes. This is the glory of holy name. But when Namakshara, the alphabets will come out, and that alphabets will fall into very sinful persons, pasandas, very greedy persons, pasandas, very sinful persons, whose heart is like as hard as block of stone. Do you understand? If it falls into them, that it becomes aparad. Namaparad. Namaparad. The result will not be there. Do you follow me? The result we expect, cannot get it. You cannot get it, the expected result, because it falls among us these pasandas. Do you understand? Pasandas? What do you say? Atheists. Pasandas, chit jara, that means those who equalize chit and achit, spirit and matter, same, equalize, chit jara samanyabhari. Do you understand? They are pasandas, atheists. If it falls into them, their heart is like a block of hard stone, then it becomes namaparad. Follow me. Though you cannot expect the result. You cannot expect the result of nam there. It becomes namaparad. So, there are means how to destroy namaparad, how to do away with namaparad. Do you understand? Yesterday I was saying, how to do away with namaparad. Abhisranta namalai, constantly chanting. Anutapa kare, laments. He laments. Do you understand? Oh, I committed this aparad. So, I won't commit again for some second time. Do you understand? He laments. He becomes repentant. He becomes repentant and constantly chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That is, thereby, Nam, holy name, will shower his mercy on him. Then he will flee from the reactions of Rama, Namaparad. Otherwise, Namaparad will not be gone. Do you understand me? So, as long as he has not taken to this process of doing with Namaparad, this you cannot expect the result of chanting the holy name. Understand? So there is difference between Nama and Namabhas. And the Namabhas stage is intermediate stage. Do you understand? Three stages. Offensive chanting, then Namabhasa chanting, and offenseless or pure name chanting. Do you understand me? Three stages of chanting. First, offensive. First stage is offensive, because he doesn't know what are the aparadhas. He commits many aparadhas, consciously or unconsciously. Do you follow? Consciously or unconsciously commits many aparadhas, but he chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But he is committing aparad. He is not aware of aparadhas, consciously or unconsciously committing. So first chanting is offensive chanting. But when he accepts Guru under his guidance, becomes conscious of aparad, Guru speaks about aparad, then namaparadhas are there. You understand? We speak, when we give Adhiram, we speak about aparadhas. We give instruction. The
Chant offenselessly your name, get Krishna. In this very life, go back, come back to Godhead. Do you understand? So, the chanter or sadhaka, sadhaka becomes aware of aparadha. Conscious aparadha, consciously never commits any aparadha consciously. Do you understand? So that is intermediate stage. He gets namabhasa stage. Do you understand? You follow? He gets namabhasa stage. Now he is conscious of aparadha. He is not committing willfully any aparadha. But aparadhas are not completely gone. Aparadhas are there. Do you follow me? Aparadhas are there. Not completely gone, destroyed. But he is not committing any new aparadha. He is conscious of it. This is intermediate stage. This is namabhasa stage. Do you follow me? And the namabhasa stage has so much result. Do you follow? So much result at the namabhasa, namabhasa stage. You see, such example I give. Ajamira, he got namabhasa stage and immediately all his sinful actions finished. So many sinful activities he has committed. And he went to Vaikuntha in namabhasa, Ajamira, Vaikuntha Yalare. Do you follow? He didn't die. His lifespan enhanced. Do you understand? He was going to die at the age of 88. He is going to die. But Sunna has uttered name of Narayana, just Sankirtya Namabhasa, pointing out his son, he uttered Narayana. Immediately, four Vishnu Dutas appeared and drove out Jamadutas. And he also heard at that time that conversation between Vishnu Dutas and Jamadutas on Nama Tattva, on Krishna Katha, Vaikuntha Katha. So he got the result of sadhu sangha there. He became conscious, his sinful reactions gone, so his lifespan enhanced, he didn't die. Then he became repentant. Yes, I had committed so many pap, sinful activities. Became repentant, no more pap I will commit. Anutapakari. Then he went to Haradwar, where sadhus are there. He then did sadhu sangha. Then he did sadhu sangha. Remained in the association of sadhu. Sadhus are engaged in bhajan kirtan, sravan kirtan. So, he got that result. He remained in sadhu sangha. He took shelter of sadhu. Lotus feet of sadhu. Then started bhajan kirtan. Do you understand? Then, Viman, the airplane came from Vaikuntha. He went to Vaikuntha. Now, this is the result of namabhasa. In namabhasa, Ajamira Vaikuntha Gavare. He went to Vaikuntha. Namabhasa gives mukti. Do you follow? So, this is Harnam Chintamani, we are singing. Namabhasa dasate aneka mangala, jivera avasya hoye sukruti prabala. Namabhasa nasta hoye ache papa jato, namabhasa mukti hoye kali hoye hato. Namabhasa nara hoye sumpankti pavana, namabhasa sarva roga hoye nivarana. Sakala asanka namabhasa dura hoye, namabhasa sarvarishta hoye santi vaye. Jakhya rakhya bhuta preta graha samudhoye, namabhasa sakala anartha dure jaye. Narake patitaloko sukhe mukti paye. Samasta prarada karma namabhasa jaye. Sarva vedadhika sabha tirtha ite vada namabhasa sarva subha karma sreshthatara. Do you follow? These are the results of namabhasa. So many results. But to speak of your name, Harnam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this thing. Sukruti, so much auspiciousness one gets if you attend namabhasa stage. All sinful reactions are destroyed if someone attends namabhasa stage. Mukti, he gets mukti, liberation. Namabhasa, if you attend namabhasa stage, you will get mukti. Do you follow? Adhamila got mukti. Therefore, it is said, dikhyaprasajya vidhiya apekhyana kore jivasparse atanare saburi udhare. Therefore, it is said, dikhyaprasajya vidhiya apekhyana kore jivasparse atanare saburi. It never waits for dikhya. Do you follow? Never waits for dikhya. Atanare, even channa, such a sinful person, adhamila. He had no guru. He had not initiated the holy name. But he got namabhasa stage. Do you follow me? Dikhyaprasajya vidhiya apekhyana kore jivasparse atanare saburi. As soon as strong orders, name of Lord Hari Narayana, he got mukti. Huh? So, one may get mukti, one may get namahasthe, he get mukti, he will get mukti. No need of diksha. Yes. But, you cannot get your name. Do you follow? You may attain namahasthe, but you cannot attain the pure name stage, prema. You cannot have it. It requires guru. Do you follow? It requires guru. Guru, guru kripa. Otherwise you cannot have it. Without accepting guru, you cannot attain prema stage. You cannot get pure name. Do you follow me? That is what. You don't know what are the aparadhas, what are the aparadhas are there. You are not aware of that, and you unconsciously commit aparadhas. You may have attained navava stage. This stage is a very, very dangerous stage. Navava stage is a dangerous stage. Because all fall downs are from navava stage. Fall downs are from navava stage. Do you understand? When someone chants pure name, has gotten prema, no question of fall down at that stage. Because pure name, suddha nama bhava mayo or prema mayo. Suddha nama bhava mayo or prema mayo. Suddha nama, pure name is Krishna. It's not different from Krishna. It's full of prema. One is full of prema, his heart is filled with that prema, his mind is fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. He never sees anything but sees Krishna only. Do you understand? Thavar jangamante kheena dekhetar murti sarvatra hoita arishta devasthundi. He sees moving and non-moving, but he never sees the outward form. He sees ishta, his lord of the heart, that is Krishna. And sees everything in Krishna. Krishna says, he is not lost sight of me, I am not lost sight of him. He sees me, I see him. So, it's complete Krishna consciousness. This is Premi Bhakta, who sees Krishna everywhere. He never sees anything but Krishna. Krishna never leaves his heart. Pranayarasanayadutangrisatma, he has bound up Krishna with the rope of love in his heart. Krishna cannot leave his heart. Do you follow? Such a person. There is no question of fall down at all. Do you follow? There is no question of fall down. One chants pure name, gotten prema, got was bound up Krishna with the rope of love, no question of fall down at all. As we give this example, that he is completely attached, he has bound up Krishna with the rope of love. Vishudati hudaya nagasya pranayarasana yadutagni sattva. Krishna never lives his heart. Tomar hudaya sada govinda vishnama, govinda kahe namaro. Vaishnava Purana, this song, Nartandas Thakur. Oh, Vaishnava Thakur, Govinda has taken very blissfully, peacefully rest in your heart. Your Hudaya Vrindavana, his heart is Vrindavana. Govinda is peacefully and blissfully has taken rest in your heart. Never leave heart of such Vaishnava, Premi Bhakta. Isn't it? Completely, fixedly, attached. You follow? Krishna tare khyama kare na karaye prasit ajnane bhave jadi paap krishna. Unconsciously some paap comes, paap, sinful activity, unconsciously. Krishna is there in his heart, is bound up, the rope of love. Krishna knows the heart, it is all outward, external, unconsciously done, is not in the heart. Krishna suddha kare, Krishna makes him purified. No need of atonement for him. No need of atonement for him. Do you follow me? That is example is Billomangala Thakur. Billomangala Thakur was the example. You see? Billomangala Thakur, he was at first very much attached to a prostitute, Chintamani Vaishya. Isn't it? Attached to a prostitute, Chintamani Vaishya. He was a devotee, but he was attached to a prostitute, very much attracted, Chintamani Vaishya. Even such attachment was there, he was a mad fellow. He was mad. And on that day, that very bad day, Durdino, torrential rain was there, stormy night, against and stormy night, dense darkness was, torrential rain, whole land was inundated, and that day was also the day of his Pitru Shraddha Divasa. He had offered oblations to his deceased father. According to Vedic scripture, that day the person should not commit any sinful activity, should think of Krishna, utter name of Krishna or Vishnu. But Adamido, that day he had offered oblations to his deceased father, Pitru Shraddha Divasa, but he was so much attached. Such attachment was there for prostitute. He was always thinking of that prostitute. How to go there, how to go there, how to go there. But very bad day, torrential rain, stormy night, dense dark night, whole land was inundated. Still, he was so mad, he got out from the house. How to go, how to go? Whole land was inundated, so much water, so what? Dead body was floating. So, thought, this is a boat. He was a mad fellow, a blind man. Kamandha. He is Kamandha, a sort of blind man. Very lusty. So much lust is there, he is completely blind. So he thought, this is a boat. See, use that dead body as a boat and float and reach the house of that prostitute. House of that prostitute. And stormy night, torrential rain was there. The prostitute had bolted the door from inside. No entrance. How to go? No entrance. How to go? Enter into the house. But thought of, all right, I'll climb over the opening in the roof. Go into the house. How to go? So one snake was hanging. One snake was hanging there. I was a blind man. I thought of, it's a rope, piece of rope. So you, that snake has a piece of rope, climbed up to the roof and entered into the house. Such blind fellow. Such mad fellow. Isn't it? Then when prostitute Chintamani saw, why have you come? That day, stormy night. How did you come here? Why have you come here? And this day is your Pitru Shraddha Divasa, instead of remembering Vishnu, Krishna, why have you come here? You understand? And Krishna helps. If you follow, Krishna speaks to him. Videsya. What attraction is there in my body? All attractive is Krishna. Kandarpa koti kamaniya visesa sobham syam atribhangalarita syam sundar is how beautiful, whose beauty far excels the that of crows of cupids. What beauty is there? All nasty things are inside my body. Bones are there, marrow is there, blood is there, urine is there, stool is there, vata pitta kapha, bile, mucus, air. All nasty things are inside. Why are you attracted to this body? It will be attracted to all beautiful Krishna, how will it be? This is a great shock for you. Great shock. Bang! Immediately turned his face towards Krishna. Such mercy he got from prostitute. You understand? Great shock. Then completely changed. Became completely changed, that from that moment started chanting Hari Hari Krishna Krishna Govinda Gopala. You understand? Names chanting. Then became repentant, alight. Now I'll go to Vrindavan. Just going to Vrindavan. You follow? Yes. That means he started, then he came to this Ragamarga Bhakti. That is Ragamarga Bhakti. Do you follow? Raganga Bhakti. Your sadhaka, sadhana bhakti has two divisions. Vaidhi, Raganga. Do you follow? Sadhana bhakti has two divisions. Vaidhi, Raganga. Understand my language? Vaidhi. We are all Vaidhi, adopting Vaidhi process. Vidhi, very strictly following Vidhi. Understand me? Regulative principles. strictly following regulative principles, we are Vaidhi Sadhaka. Understand my language? We are not Raganuga Sadhaka, we have not attained that stage, not gone there. Vaidhi Sadhaka. You understand? Following strictly regulative principles. Four regulative principles are there, we stress on it. Follow it very strictly. No fisting, meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. Four regulative principles follow very strictly. Chant 16 rounds of Harina. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Under the guidance of a bona fide Vaishnava Guru. Isn't it? That is Vaidhi. Strictly follow rules, regulations. Ekadasi, today is Ekadasi, you have to fast. Today is the Janmashtami day. No drinking water. Very strict follow. Follow me. This is Vaidhi. Get up. 3, 4, take cold bath, come to Mandir, attend Mangalarti, do this, that, some do's, some don't do's. This is Vaidhi. Do you follow? In this way, gradually your heart will be cleansed, purified of all material contaminations, then you will come to the Raganuga path. When one comes to Ragamarga Bhakti, there is no vidhi. Do you follow? There is no vidhi. That is under sadhana bhakti. Two types of sadhana. Vaidhi sadhana, Raganuga sadhana. So Billa Mangala was a sadhaka. It is under sadhana bhakti space, sadhaka. Do you follow? But it is Raganuga sadhaka. It is not Vaidhi sadhaka. It is Raganuga sadhaka. Do you follow me? So no vidhi is there. He is going to a prostitute, but we have strict, no illicit sex. But he is going to a prostitute. He is doing illicit sex. So, but this sadhana is Raganuga sadhana, not Vaidhi. He has attained that state. You follow me? So, he got that mercy from this Chintamani Vesya, complete turn, has become sadhu, and mind is completely absorbed in thought of Krishna. Completely absorbed in thought of Krishna, his mind. No other thought is there. In the heart, there is no other thing. Thought is there in the heart, only Krishna is there. You understand? His son is going to Vrindavan. So, on the way, his eye fell on a maiden who was taking bath in a pond. You understand? The eye fell. And that was his past beat. Past habit, he was a woman hunter. He was a woman hunter going to the prostitute. Past habit. Out of past habit, I fell. Guess that horse stood up. Oh. The lady thought, why sadhu? The sadhu was going and sadhu stood up. Why gazing at me? Immediately, she finished her bath, put on her sari, went to her house and he followed. He followed, and stood at the doorstep. So the lady reported it to her husband. I was taking bath, the sadhu was going. Guess that mean now? You are standing there at your doorstep. Husband said, alright, sadhu. If you say sadhu, sadhu means what? We know sadhu means a dear devotee of Krishna. Suddha Krishna Bhakta, pure devotee of Krishna, completely surrender unto Krishna, is sadhu. We know this is sadhu. If you say sadhu, then this is good fortune has come to us today. A sadhu has come to our house. A sadhu has come to our house, this is a good fortune for us. A very glorious day for us. Yes, we have gotten opportunity to serve a sadhu. Shastra says, Mahajana Acharya say, if someone meets a sadhu, that is the very glorious day, fortune. Fortune, good fortune. Do you understand? Comes to him. So this is the good, my good fortune has come to us, sadhu has come to our doorstep, so we have got an opportunity to serve sadhu. All right, go to sadhu, pay obeisances, and ask, what sadhu wants from you? How you can serve sadhu and satisfy, please sadhu. Then Lord will be satisfied and pleased, our life will be successful. such a possibility has come to us. Husband says, this is devoted wife, chaste and devoted wife, sati patibrata nari. You understand? Sati patibrata nari. That lady is chaste and devoted wife who obeys the order of her husband. Husband says go, then she goes. Otherwise she won't go. You understand? That is sati patibrata. Chaste and devoted wife always obeys the husband. Then goes. Otherwise, this lady, that means married lady who has husband, cannot get out of the threshold of the door, cannot get out. If she gets out, then becomes prostitute. She will be condemned in the society. You follow? She will be condemned in the society. A prostitute. Kulota. You follow? Huh? Such. This is Vedic regulation. Strict regulation. This strict regulation. But her husband says go, then goes. Do you follow me? Then she came. The husband also came. Paid obeisance, sadhu. Asked, O Lord, sadhu Maharaj, how can we serve you? How can we satisfy you? What you want from us? Please tell. We are ready to serve you. Give you all pleasure and satisfaction. When the lady said like that, then he came to senses. Billa Mangal came to senses. Then immediately, oh, these eyes put me in danger. These eyes, nasty eyes, rascal eyes. Huh? Nasty eyes put me in danger. Instead of looking at Krishna, I looked at a woman. He came to senses. Do you follow me? So he said, I don't need anything from you. Give me your hairpin. Huh? He asked for the hairpin from the lady. Give me your hairpin. Nothing else. So, then he thought of, his husband thought, what will he do with the hairpin? What need of sadhu wife? Why sadhu needs hairpin? What will he do with the hairpin? And maybe sadhu is walking one, moving bare feet, no shoes are there, some thorns may have pricked into the feet. So he may drive out the thorns with the hairpin. Huh? Husband thought like that, or wife also thought like that. What is the need of hairpin? Do you understand? But it is not there, the thorns are not there in the feet. Thorns are there in the heart. Thorns are there in the heart, Baba. It is not there in the feet, in sadhu's heart. Do you follow what I say? Huh? So, lady gave the hairpin, immediately plucked out his eyes. So, can anybody do so? Can you? You cannot do so, Gokul Das. You cannot do so. Huh? So in what state is he? You should understand. He is not in bodily platform of life. It's above bodily platform of life, isn't it? Krishna knows the heart. Krishna knows the heart. Vidhi dharma sarivade krishne rasarana nisiddha papatetar kahunaya mana ajnana vahoyadi papu pustito krishna tare suddha kare nankaraya prasila. This example is Villamanga. This raganga bhajan, there is no vidhi at all, no regulation at all. Do you understand? No regulation. Complete mind is completely absorbed in the thought of Krishna. It has achieved that stage. Do you understand? Bhava stage. Huh? Completely absorbed. No other thought in the heart, nothing else. Krishna is there, Krishna knows the heart. This is unconsciously done. Do you follow? Unconsciously done. Unconscious. Krishna knows the heart. Vidhi dharma sari vade krishna prana. He is doing raganuga bhajan. No vidhi, no regulations. Huh? No vidhi, no regulations. Completely absorbed. Krishna knows the heart. Is ajnani unconsciously, some pap has come. Unconsciously. Krishna knows the heart. Krishna tare khyama kore na suddho kore. Krishna purifies him. There is no need of atonement for him. That happens to him. He plucked out his eyes. Huh? This speaks In what stage is he? Huh? Not in bodily platform, above bodily platform, completely absorbed in thought of Krishna. Otherwise nobody could have plugged it out his eyes. Huh? This is the proof. This is proof. Therefore, it is said, one is completely attached, firmly fixed in Krishna consciousness, firmly fixed, completely attached in Krishna. Bond of Krishna is the rope of love. As per, we give example, that is, father catches hold of the hand of the child, is a such a relationship, pure loving relationship, is a, what is a vatsalya ras, do you understand? The father and son moving on the top of the roof, father has cut hold of the hand of the boy, son, by chance, unconsciously, the boy goes to dust the rim, of the roof, is just about to fall down, isn't it? But father has cut hold of the father. Hey! So no fall down at all. Oh, why fall down? Protection is there, isn't it? Protection is there. It's firmly fixed. Father helps. Boy will never fall down. That happened to this Billo Mangar, isn't it? That happened to Billo Mangar. He didn't fall down. He didn't fall down. He said, no, give me hair pin, plucked out his eyes. So, he didn't fall down. Follow me. Where is fall down? No fall down. Become blind. Then Krishna appeared. If it would have been sinful thoughts in his heart or mind, would have been Krishna appeared there? No. But Krishna appeared immediately, sadhu, you are blind now. How can you go to Vrindavan? How can you go to Vrindavan? You are blind now. I am going to Vrindavan, alive. Catch hold of the stick. Catch hold of the stick, I will lead you to Vrindavan. Krishna led him to Vrindavan. So do you think that he has some sinful thoughts in his mind? Vidhi dharma chari bhaje krishna sarana nisiddho papa chattar kabuna ayamana ajnana eva hoy jadi pap upasthita krishna tare kshama kare na karaya prashchit. Do you understand? Krishna tare suddho kare na karaya prashchit. Unconsciously, some pap comes, Krishna purifies him. He knows the heart. It is not, it is unconscious. It is unconscious either. It is just only outward. Not internal. You understand? Krishna purifies it. No need of atonement for him. That happened. So, Billo Mangal Thakur, Krishna led him to Vrindavan. Understand me? This is Raganuga Bhajan. Raganuga Sadhaka. Billo Mangal was Sadhaka. Sadhana stays. Then comes Bhava, Bhava matures. Then Prema. Then comes prema, you understand? Then comes prema. But this namabhas stage, we are speaking of namabhas. And also, in this respect, this context reference and context, I may tell you this thing. When one attains prema, that is the high stage, and Mahaprabhu gives prema through chanting the holy name. Mukhya pathe jiva pai, Krishna prema dhana. Niraparadhe nam loile pai prema dhana. If your chanting is offenseless, then it's pure name, which that is not different from Krishna. Suddha nama bhava mayo or prema mayo. Pure name is full of prema. You understand? Your chanting is offenseless, pure name, that's prema. That is Krishna. You get Krishna. You understand? One who chants pure name, the heart is filled with prema. Mellow. Prema raso. His eyes are anointed with the ointment of prema anjana surita bhakti vilochanena santa sadeva hrudayesu vilakayanti jasyama sundara machintya guna sarup govindam adi purusam tamum badani. He becomes endowed with such vision eye, that ointment of love, Krishna prema, smeared on his eyes, he sees Syama Sundara beautiful, Syama Sundara form everywhere, jaha netra pade, taha Krishna spure. Wherever he looks, he sees beautiful form of Krishna, Syama Sundara, isn't it? As Prahlad Maharaj saw in a stone pillar, whereas his demoniac father was conqueror of three worlds, three worlds, he couldn't say, this is the question of vision. He sees Krishna everywhere. Sees everything in Krishna is complete Krishna consciousness. So, there is no big he. There is no big he. He kicks all big he. What big he was there? He's going, he's a woman hunter. Lila Mangal was a woman hunter. What big he was there? But he plucked out his eyes. Can you do it? Gokul Das. Astananda, then in the heart, what is in the heart? Krishna knows. The Krishna lady. So when you chant pure name, Prema Maya, Bhava Maya, Prema Maya, you will be endowed with Sadhijan. Srinanas Marile Rupa Se Sange Sange. Rupa Nama Bhinna Noy Nache Nana Rangye. Then you will see. Srinamas marile rupase sange sange. Rupa nama bhinna noy nache nana rangye. When you chant pure name, you will see the beautiful form of Syama Sundara immediately. As soon as you chant pure name, immediately beautiful form of Syama Sundara will manifest before you. Are you seeing? No. Abdut, sing. No. Srinama smarile rupase sange sange. Rupo nama bhinna noy nache nana rangye. That is said. Name drudho hoile nai hoi papi mati name drudho hoile nai hoi pape mahati purva papo dagdho citta sudhati purva papo dagdho citta sudhati. If you are fixed, you have firm faith, you have unflinching faith in the holy name. Do you understand? If you have unflinching faith in the holy name, there is no apprehension of sinful thoughts entering into your mind. Understand me? No apprehension of entering sinful thoughts in your mind if you have firm faith in the holy name. Purva papa dagdho hoy. If some papa there, sinful reaction, it will be destroyed by chanting. Citta suddha, citta darpana marjanam, your heart will be cleansed of all material, all material, sinful reactions. Krishna rakhya karta eko matro boli jane Krishna kya karta eko matro boli jane jivoni palona karta Krishna eha mane jivoni palona karta Krishna eha mane. Your firm faith, your unflinching faith, Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. Understand? Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector, nobody else. Firm faith. He has no I and mine attitude. Aham mama buddhya sakti. always Dina Bhavi, who is humble bent, Punadapi Sunichavab. Lowest of the low, I am lowest of the low. In this mentality, this mood, he chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Subhanama Dara Mukhe, Dara Vruhamana, Krishna Haite Vicharita, Mahe Kakshana. Suddha namo jar mukhe taro drudho mana Suddha namo jar mukhe Krishna haite vicharito nahe kakshana Krishna haite vicharito nahe kakshana. So, tongue is uttering Suddhanam, pure name. His mind is fixed. Do you understand? His mind is not oscillating, no oscillation of mind. Understand, Madhavananda, where your mind goes. Madhavananda's body is sitting here, mind is there in what? Alachua? Mind in Alachua, Florida, isn't it? Subhanam dharam kheta vrhamana krishna haite vicharita na ye kakshana. Chanting pure name, his mind is fixed, no oscillation of the mind. Even for a moment in never oscillates, is fixed as Krishna. Do you understand? That is, he said, Sinamasmarilerupo, I say sange, sange, Sinamasmarilerupo. Rupo namo dhinano nate nana ronge Rupo namo dhinano nate nana ronge. If you really chanting to your name, it's not different from Krishna. It's not different from the form of Krishna also. Name of Krishna, form of Krishna and Krishna are none different, isn't it? Sinama smarle rupaisa sange sange. If you are chanting pure name or remembering pure name, immediately you see the all beautiful forms, Shyam Sundar, will manifest before you. That is test that you are chanting pure name. If you see Shyam Sundar immediately, understand, Govinda Bhakata, yes. Nama rupa bhinna noi. There is no difference between name and the form of Krishna. Nase nana range. And different. Lilas will manifest. Ato evo namo matro vaisnaviro dharma. Ato evo namo matro vaisnaviro dharma. Nami prasputito hoy rupo guna karma. Nami prasputi baho Krishna rasa madro lila Nami vidyo mano Krishna rasa madro lila Namo se parama tattva tomaro vidhano. Namo se parama tattva tomaro vidhano. Therefore, namo matra vaisnavara dharma, nami kasaranatva vaisnava. A vaisnava who is completely surrendered unto holy name, nothing else. Nama matra vaisnavara dharma, nami prasprita hai rupa guna karma, is always with Krishna. This is the beautiful form of Shyama Sundara form of Krishna. He sees all lilas. Krishna is samagra lila nami vidyaman. All lilas, all types of lilas are there in the holy name. You see Leela, you are always in Vrindavan then. See Vrindavan Leela, Namase Paramatattva, Krishna Paramatattva, Supreme Truth. Only name is also Supreme Truth. So, Mahaprabhu gives that the highest thing. Huh? So, before the, what you say, rise of the holy name, then comes this Namabhasa space. Huh? Namabhasa comes. As for example, before the rise of the effulgent sun, Surya Abhasa comes. Abhasa. Faint glimpse, what you say in English? Faint glimpse? Faint reflection? Yes, faint. Faint glimpse, a reflection of Surya sun comes. Before the rising of the effulgent sun, you see eastern horizon becomes red, isn't it? Darkness gradually vanishes, isn't it? Dense darkness was prevailing in the night, gradually in the, just prior to the rising of the sun, darkness gradually vanishes. Western horizon becomes red. So, those who are moving during night time, nishacharas, the thieves, the robbers, dacoits, and the, what is that, pesaka, owls, owls, isn't it? They flee away, isn't it? They leave, leave, because the sun is rising, and abhas is there, the faint glimpse is there now, has come out, they gradually flee away. Similarly, before the rising of the holy name, pure name, Namabhas comes. Namabhas comes, then what happens? All the sinful reactions flee away, Then sin destroys, mukti comes, liberation comes. The prarabdha karma is destroyed. When you attain Namabhas stage, all your prarabdha karma, past sinful reactions are destroyed. Do follow? Past sinful reaction, prarabdha karma is destroyed. Thereby, Namabhasa sarva roga hoye nivarana. The roga, the disease comes. Disease comes because of your sinful activities. There will be no more disease out of that. Understand me? Disease comes because of sinful reactions. So when you attain Namabhasa stage, your prarabdha karma is destroyed. The past karmic reactions are destroyed, so no more disease will be there. No more disease. Understand me? No more disease. Finished. All disease finished. Understand me? You understand me? Yes. No more going to doctor and get medicine. And it's ausadhi maya na sivaro lagi, hari nama mahamantra leo tumi magi. I have come with the unfailing medicine, that is hari nama mahamantra is unfailing. The doctor's medicine may fail, but this medicine will never fail if you have firm faith in it. You understand, Govindananda? Yes, if you have firm faith, it is unfailing. But you are lacking faith, therefore it will fail, you will commit aparadha. Then aparadha. Follow me, and it's maya, completely annihilated maya. There's no prarabdha karma, no karmic reaction, finished. No roga, no disease. All diseases are cured, finished. Why that will be disease? If a satan telling medicine with you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. No. Namabhasa sarvarishto hite shanti pai. Sokola asanka namabhasa dura hoy. Namabhasa sarvarishto hite shanti pai. Do you understand? You'll go to the astrologer. Oh, bad days have come to me. Bad stars. Evil stars or evil planets are there in my horoscope. What is? Astrologer, oh, very bad period has come. Sani Mahadasa Rahu Antara. Sani Mahadasa Saturn, bad planets. Graha Sani has come. Rahu, black planet Rahu has come. Very bad. You will die, Death is coming to you. Oh, death is coming. Do you understand? But if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Chant if you are in Nava state, all your prarabdha karma destroyed. So all this evil planet, evil grahas cannot do any harm to you. No more death. No more death. Arey Baba, what happened? He would have died. He is now surviving. What happened to him? Because he took shelter of holy name now. Complete took shelter of holy name. And so all prarabdha karma destroyed. He attained Namabhava state. All these karmic reactions are destroyed. No prarabdha karma. No effect of this grahas. Finished. Why are you going to the astrologer saying, please see my horoscope, what good and bad coming to me, what no need. No need, it's gone. Oh, you might have died, but you are surviving. How is it? You might have died. So bad stars were there, but you are surviving. What happened? I have taken shelter of holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So, Namabhas test, such result is there in Namabhas. Sagala-anartha-dure-jaya, all anarthas are destroyed. Jakhya-rakhya-bhuta-preta-graha-samudaya, Namabhasa, sagala-anartha. All evil stars, evil planets, the ghosts, rakhyasas, pretas, all get away. All anarthas are destroyed. Some may be going to hell, he will be served. Example is Ajamila, he was going to hell, but he didn't go to hell. He didn't die, his lifespan increased, enhanced. Prarabdha karma, all his prarabdha karma is destroyed. This is the result of Namabhas. Namabhas, such result. What to speak of? The pure name. Understands pure name? Then he gets Krishna prema, he gets Krishna. Do you follow me? But this Namabhas stage is dangerous stage. Dangerous stage. All fall down from this Namabhas stage. Namabhas stage, all fall down. This is the intermediary stage, Namabhas stage, and dangerous because if in this stage you commit aparadh and you associate with asadhus, but understand, asadhu, non-sadhu, if you associate with asadhus, they are not sadhus, and commit aparadh, you'll fall down. You'll definitely fall down. This is dangerous stage. Do you understand? So, this intermediate stage one should be very, very careful. Should always associate with sadhu. That is like a port. Port. Sadhu Sangha is a port. Understand my language? Port. That will protect you. That is like a shield. That will protect you from fall down. If you get out from sadhu sangha, then you welcome danger now. You welcome danger now, isn't it? You get out from sadhu sangha. Then where is protection? Maya is very strong. Then you will commit definitely aparadh. Definitely aparadh. And you will fall down. Definitely you will fall down. Yes. Sadhu sangha krishna namai matra chai sansara janitya. Kon vastunai. This is the only requirement. Only requirement. Only requirement. Sadhu sangha krishna nam ei matra chai sansara janitya. Kon vastunai. This is the only boon, prasetad astha. Isn't it? And Lord Vishnu asked, beg, what boon you ask? What boon they ask? They ask for sadhu sangha matyanam kimutasisa. Bhagavata Sanghi Sanghasya Martyanam Kimutasisa. We are the residents of this Martya Loka, material world, where there is birth and death. What boon is there for us? The only boon required sadhu sangha. Without that will protect us from all ills. From all ills. That sadhu sangha will protect us from all ills, all misfortunes, all ills, all evils. That the only boon required. You follow? If you are in the association of sadhu, that no evil will come to you, no ill. That's protection, that's a little strong fort. Strong fort. Sadhu Sangye Krishna Naam. Imatva Chai. Sansara Jinite are Kohan Vastunai. That one, only Bunas. Let me have Sadhu Sangha constantly, always. Let me live, stay in the association of Sadhu and chant Hare Krishna in association of Sadhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Then I'll be able to chant pure name, otherwise I cannot chant pure name. O Sadhu Sangye Bhai Krishna Nama Nahi Hoy. Namakshara hai bahiroye bote nam nahi hoy. Kavi namabhas hoy, nachat namaparad. Understand me? O Sadhu Sangye Bhai, nam nahi hoy. O Sadhu Sangye Bhai, nam nahi hoy. Kavi namakshara bahiroye bote nam nahi hoy. Kavi hoy namabhas, nachat namaparad. If you won't associate with Sadhu, who chants your name, who is in highest stage of prema bhakti, do you understand? You cannot chant your name. If you are associated with asadhus, asadhus, non-devotees, not sadhus, then your chanting is what? Alphabets come out, only alphabets. Hari Rama Krishna. Alphabets coming, not name. Avidhanika sabda, the word available in the dictionary comes, not name. Name is not different from Krishna. Krishna will never come. Understand me? Namakhyara vahirave bate nam nahi hoy. Only alphabets coming, so it's not name. It's not name. Do you follow? Kabu namabhas ho, not namaprab. Sometimes you may achieve namabhas stage. Otherwise it is only namaparad. Follow me? Therefore, sadhu sangha. Sadhu means pure devotee. Pure devotee. Suddha bhakta, completely surrender. Krishna ka sanatva, nami ka sanatva, completely surrender unto holy name. Completely surrender unto Krishna. Pure name. Science. Then you associate with this port. That is a strong port, that is sealed, that will protect you from all ills, all evils. Then you'll be able to chant pure name. Otherwise, you cannot chant pure name. Mahaprabhu appeared in that lunar eclipse, was there. All people are chanting Hare Krishna Nadiya Vasi, all the inhabitants of Nadiya. Even the Mahamadan Mleshwar Jagannath, out of joke, they started chanting Hare. They got Namavas. They follow. So Mahaprabhu had come to deliver one and all, everybody, even moving, non-moving, sadhur, jangam. Mahaprabhu had come to deliver one and all, mletsa, jabanas, patitas, most degraded, most fallen, deliver one and all. Yes, one and all. That is Mahaprabhu's mercy. When he appeared in this world, he delivered all, even moving, non-moving, even the human beings, animals, birds, bees, worms, reptiles, insects, all get, what he said, opportunity, all get opportunity, how to be delivered, indeed. Understand my language? Yes. All get opportunity to hear Gauragatha, Gaurakatha, Gaurakirtana. Understand me? All get opportunities. Human beings, the animals, the birds, the beasts, the reptiles, the worms, the insects, even the stones, moving and non-moving, all get the opportunity of hearing Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtana, Gaura Kirtana, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He is so merciful, wonderfully merciful. He advented himself, he incarnated himself, appeared here in this material world for the goal of all living entities, even moving, non-moving, even birds, beasts, and the stones. Stones, yes, prasparah. Pasupakhi dure, pasama vidore, suni jara gunagatha. Even while he was moving through Dharikhanda jungle, he made the jungle animals, birds, beasts, snakes, reptiles, the lions, the deer, the tigers. They all chanted Hare Krishna and danced. That is Mahaprabhu's mercy. You follow? They all got such opportunity. Pasana vidare. Even the hard stone melts. Yes, you can see. The proof is there. You go to Alalnath, you see. So big block of stone is there. Whole body print of Mahaprabhu was there. Now melted. Pasana vidare. Pasupakhi jure. Pasana vidare. Sunijar Gunagatha. Mahaprabhu has come to shower his mercy one and all. Not only human beings, but beasts, reptiles, even stone. So this is Krishna Kirtana. If you do real Krishna Kirtana, the whole world will be delivered. All auspiciousness, inauspiciousness will be driven out. All of this will come in, whole world, but it should be Krishna Kirtana. Real Krishna Kirtana, not Maya Kirtana. Understand me? Not Maya Kirtana. Annyam rasta sunyam, jnana karma jnana brutam, ankulyena Krishna anasaranam, bhakti ruttama. That one should join Krishna Kirtana, Gaura Kirtana, it should not have any other desire. Nandhanam nandhanam nasundarim kapitamba jagadisa kamaye mama janmani janmani sure bhavatad bhakti rahet mitai. That is Mahaprabhu's teaching. Mahaprabhu has taught you. Don't desire. Don't chase desire of getting material wealth, material followers, dhanam dhanam sundari kapitam, getting a beautiful lady, woman to enjoy. Or don't chase the desire of mukti. Liberation, bhukti, mukti, these are two wishes. Material enjoyment and material liberation, two wishes. Get out of the clutches of the two wishes. Sunat, cherish such desire. Do you understand? If you want to join Gaura Kirtan, Krishna Kirtan, you give up all these desires. These are for material enjoyment, these are for liberation. But you have such desires and you are chanting, doing. Kirtan, that is not Krishna Kirtan, that is Maya Kirtan. You follow? Maya Kirtan. If we think this Maya Kirtan as Krishna Kirtan, then we commit errors. Blunder. This naam nahi hoy. Name is not coming out. The word dictionary, available dictionary coming out. You follow? In dictionary you find name Krishna meaning black. Krishna means black. The dictionary says. So dictionary word is coming. The word available in dictionary coming out, Krishna. But name is not. Name is not different from Krishna. Do you understand? So if you think this alphabet or word available in dictionary Krishna, then you will commit error, blunder. Blunder will be cheated. Will be cheated, vanchana, vanchita hava, will be cheated. The real name of Krishna and Krishna's form and Krishna's self, no difference is there. It's non-different. Non-different. So Krishna Kirtan, Gaura, the Mahaprabhu, the Kirtan, Gaura Mukhadginna Nama, the name that is coming out like volcanic eruption from the lips, mouth of Gaura, it is pure name. This kirtan is not meant for one's sense gratification. It is not meant for providing, enjoyment for one's sense enjoyment. Understand me? That's not kirtan. Still, you see, I say, namava stage, if someone achieves namava stage, then all his the karma is destroyed or disease cured. So, still current in here. in India, in our villages, if there is that cholera, they understand the village, many of people of the village are cut off with cholera, attacked with cholera. So what do? The villagers come and during the whole night they chant Hare Krishna and move around the village. Then cholera will be driven out. Yes, understand me? Yes, it is still current here. It's still current here. Alive, cholera is there in our village. Oh, villagers, please come. We'll chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Move, whole night move the village. Then cholera will be driven out. But Gaura never speaks of this kirtan. It's not Gaura kirtan that will drive out cholera, drive out our ill fate. No. It's pure name, nama. Get Krishna, Krishna, prema. That is Gaura kirtana. You understand? It's not that you will aspire for mukti or aspire for material enjoyment. No. Automatically attend. And that is the proof. When Gaura was chanting, doing kirtan, sanga panga astra parsadam, surrounded with his anga upanga, Adita Tarya, Nityananda Prabhu, Srivas Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, all Gaura Bhaktas surrounded with chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. You'll see, the so-called Mayavadis, Prakashananda, Saraswati, headed, Mayavadis, head of them, is Prakashananda, Saraswati, Kasi, Mayavadi. They got mukti, they became Vaishnavas, such Gaurak Karuna, Gaurak Krupa. Even such materialistic persons like King Pratap Rudra was associated with Kamini and Kanchana, women and God. He developed complete Krishna consciousness. This is the effect of Gaura Kirtan. Even the hard block of stone melted, isn't it? Hard block of stone melted. The birds, bees, reptiles, animals, ferocious animals, they all chanted Hare Krishna and they got liberation. Isn't it? This is the proof there. When he was passing through Jharikhanda jungle, it was there. Even the trees, the creepers, trees and creepers, they become enchanted. Yes. Isn't it? This is Gaura Kirtan when Mahaprabhu was doing kirtan. But nowadays, there is no real Krishna kirtan. No real Krishna. That is the famine, scarcity here. No real Krishna kirtan. Therefore, we are cut off with the laws of Maya or Kali, Kali. So we are quarreling, quarreling, fighting, quarreling, fighting. Why quarreling? Going on in Mahaprabhu's movement. Why? Mahaprabhu crossed, killed Kali. Why Kali and us? Because you are not really doing Krishna kirtan. That's the only thing, reason. Understand? Otherwise, no Kali. Kali, what is that? Kali bhaya nasana, Kali juga pavana, Kali bhaya nasana. Sachinandana gaure, Kali kukura kodana jodi chaure. That song is there. Kali kukura kodana jodi chaure, Kali juga pavana, Kali bhaya nasana, Sri Sachinandana gaure. Kali kukura kadan jadi chauhe, Kali juga pavana kali bhayana asana sajinandana gao. If you want to kill, to cross Kali, completely cross, you understand, cross him into dust, the Kali a dog, kukura, then you chant, sajinandana gaura hari ki jai, who is the deliverer of people affected by Kali juga, is very much afraid of Kali Juga, that Gaura Hari, Sachinandana Gaura Hari. You chant his name. You do real Krishna Kirtan, Gaura Kirtan. Pure Krishna Kirtan, Gaura Kirtan. That is, Kali will be completely destroyed Kali doll will completely crushed into dust. No fear of Kali quarreling, hypocrisy quarreling. Do you understand? Because we are not doing real Gaura Kirtan, not doing real Krishna Kirtan, therefore Kali has entered into the movement. You follow me? That is what you see. So, Gaura Sundar has come here to shower his mercy upon one and all, even dogs, horses, even stones, even trees, creepers, what to speak of, human things, birds, beasts, Do you understand? He has advented himself, he appeared here in material world to shower his mercy upon one and all, including birds, beasts, stones, trees, creepers, Do you follow me? Follow Gauranga Mahaprabhu and chant pure name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Then you'll get everything, you'll get Krishna, everything. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai, Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vinda ki jai. Yes?
You said that it's very dangerous, the Namabha stage is very
dangerous stage.
All fall downs come from that stage.
That stage.
Previously I think you said that it's not possible to fall from Namaparad because that's already a fallen stage. Is that right?
That is fallen stage.
Already fallen, so you can't fall from
that. Namaparad stage is fallen stage. Namabha stage is intermediary stage, but such result is there in Namabha. Namabha should give you mukti. All your prarabdha karma is destroyed. Everything is there. You understand? But that dangerous stage, because if you not be careful, you will commit aparad, you associate your asad, asad, commit aparad, you will fall down. Yes. You will fall down.
His question was encouraging nama aparad.
Huh?
He's encouraging nama aparad. In his question was not proper, because he said, if I shall nama aparad, it was a question of falling down.
That is a little fallen stage.
Yes, but then because why people go away, you know, when they come and do nama aparad, then after some time they go away. So which means a fallen stage.
I can't follow you.
He says that if someone chose nama aparad, it's already fallen. So
yes.
How can he fall?
Committing nama aparad.
Yeah.
That's not naming at all.
No.
Offensive chanting.
Yes.
It's committing nama aparad. What is the result? What is the result of that? What will get?
He gives up chanting nama aparad.
So, you'll fall down, you'll go to hell.
Yeah.
You'll go to hell. Dharma, artha, kama, mokya. Do you understand? If you attain namabha stage, all four are there. Dharma, artha, kama, mokya. You get mokya, liberation. So-called dharma, religiosity, artha, economic development, kama, all your material desires will be fulfilled. Everything will be there. Do you understand? Even namaparad stage, no mokya is there, but three are there. Dharma, artha, kama is there.
It's a very dangerous thing when I'm chanting and we have some desire.
That is, name will fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
Name will fulfill your material desire.
Yes.
Yes.
A computer,
Do you understand? That will fulfill. Dharma, artha, kama. Kama means material desire.
Yes.
You are chanting, but your chanting is offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Still, your material desire will fulfill.
Yes.
Your material desire fulfill means what? Like Bharata Maharaj fell down from such elevated stage. So you are fulfilling all your material desires.
Yes.
Then too much addicted to material enjoyment, then you glide down, down, down to hell.
Yes.
But achieve namabha stage, then mokya is there.
Mm-hmm.
You get liberation.
Mm-hmm.
But that stage, you should be very, very careful. Always associated with sadhu.
Because also sahaja mukti can be there.
Mukti is already there for you. There's always associated sadhu. Remain in the associated sadhu. And chant your name in the association of sadhu, cross, go, elevate yourself from that stage to the pure name stage, offenseless chanting. Then you are now free from fear, otherwise fear is there. At that stage you commit aparad, nama aparad, do you understand? Vaishnava aparad, or any aparad you commit, then you'll fall down.
It sinks to a lower stage, but not completely. If it is not like the medal offense, you know, offense, then it says that it's one stage come lower. From bath stage, if somebody reaches bath stage, prema, and still offends some, does some offense, he comes one stage lower. Is it?
This Bharat Maharaj attained the bath stage. Bath stage, some anarthas are there. You understand? Some anarthas, but very minute portion, very minute. You understand?
Not fully.
Lava puja pratishtha will come. People are get sadhu, yes. Big garlands will come to you. Samasa pharing will come to you. Abharing, puja, dandavat, pranam. Samasa mani will, pranami will come to you. Yes. That is anartha. And you become addicted to it, finished.
One derivation was speaking is saying that you may be chanting sometimes Nama Parad, but then sometimes you chant Nama Bas, and sometimes you may chant Shudanam. Is that possible that one may chant Shudanam and then sometimes Nama Parad?
No. Asadhu Sange, Shudhanam nahi hai. Kabhi Nama Bhasa hai, Nachat Nama Parad. If you are not associating with sadhus, but associating with asadhus, you cannot chant Sudhanam. Sometimes you may come to the stage of Namabhasa, otherwise always Namaparada. If you are in pure association with a pure sadhu, then you will be able to chant pure name. Understand?
What's pure name chant? Shudana means no nama parada.
No nama parada. No nama bhasa, no nama parada. That's Shudana.
Why Mahaprabhu said that once you chant the holy name, once you get the result, once.
Yes. That is Vaishnava. He is Vaishnava. Jar mukhe suni ekobar Krishna nama. Seise Vaishnava. Once you have heard that you have chanted Shudhanam once, Krishna.
No more nama
bhasa. No, once you have chanted, he is Vaishnava. All the chanting is Vaishnava Tara, is comparative degree. Jahate dekhite mukhe aise Krishna, Vaishnava Tama. Just sing for the Vaishnava, automatically my tongue chants Hare Krishna. He is the topmost Vaishnava. Vaishnava, Vaishnava Tara, Vaishnava Tama. Understand me? That Mahaprabhu says. Once he chants Shudhana, once, he is Vaishnava. Yes, that may. With by the association of sadhu, once he has chanted. Then he gets out from association, then commits an avatara. But once he has chanted, he is Vaishnava. But one who always chants, how is he?
He's Vaishnava Thakur.
He's Vaishnava Tara. Yes, Vaishnava Tara. Then Bhagavata Tama, by seeing him, automatically my tongue chants Hare Krishna. He is topmost Vaishnava. That dekhile, huh? What says?
If someone hears pure name from the sadhu, so then maybe he can chant immediately.
In the association, he will chant. Yes.
How come it is so difficult to stop making aparad? Why is it so difficult to stop making aparad? Even though we have the desire to stop, why is it so difficult?
Because you have some mental desire in your mind. Mental desires are there. So you commit aparad. Your mind oscillates. You are chanting Hare Krishna, mind is not in Krishna. Then that is nama aparad. Ninth nama aparad, anavadhana. Yes.
Bhakti
Vinod Thakur has said, you may not be committing any other nama parad out of 10, but you are committing this aparad. That your mind oscillates. You are not chanting Hare Krishna, but you are not thinking of Krishna. Then mind is oscillating. That is anabadhan, that is the ninth nama parad. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, you are not committing other aparad, but you are committing this aparad. Therefore, you cannot get prema. Therefore you cannot get prema. Understand? That too. I say when I speak about nama parada, but it is not there in Bhakti Rasa Samaka Sinha. No, but in Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that thing. Yes. Why we cannot get Krishna Prem? Because of this aparadha. We are not committing any other aparadhas, but we are committing this aparadha. Therefore we cannot get Krishna Prema. Otherwise name will give you Krishna Prema. Why not getting? Because we are committing this aparadha. Our mind is oscillating. We are chanting, but our mind is oscillating, not in Krishna. Mind is thinking something else. But your mouth chanting, but mind thinking something else. Yes, this nama aparadha. You commit.
Guru Maharaj, this one is very attentive in Nama Bhava stage.
Mm?
Then very quickly you go to pure name.
Yes, yes.
Just like this time coming up.
Mm.
Dusk time.
Yes.
Mm.
Dawn. Dawn, then the following sun. Yes.
Is there any indication that one's chanting Nama Bhava, like the case of that?
I say, indication, test is that you'll immediately see this Ramasundara form.
Nama Bhava, Nama Bhava.
No, pure name.
Is there any indication that you're chanting Namabhas, like the peon who was constantly...
Indication is, Namabhas says, I say, no disease is cured, no evil stars, planets are there, do you understand? It's all gone. Your horoscope says you would have died, but you are surviving. This is Namabhas.
Mm. Is that
at
the constant, or just the one time you said you...
Uh-huh.
You see.
What?
After you...
If you are chanting constantly, then constantly you see. You see, constantly you see. That's a test. Chant Hare Krishna, see something, then you can, yes, pure name is coming out, then I can see the beautiful form. Yes.
If somebody is chanting Namabhas, could Krishna still give him some disease, etc., just to purify him?
That is Krishna's mercy.
So somebody may be chanting Namabhas, but Krishna may still give some reaction. But yes.
That is some disease comes.
Mm.
The sadhu also has some disease. That is mercy. Krishna's mercy. Satyan kampangsu samikshamana munjanevatma kruta vivakam vidahan namaste jajiveto sa mukhi padedayavak. That verse is there. That is the anukampa. That is the mercy of Krishna. Yes. That is the mercy of Krishna. Do you understand? You see? This Haridas Thakur, you are chanting pure name, huh? Every moment, three lakhs of name he chants. Huh? He never sleeps, he never eats. What type of body he has? Siddha Deha, isn't it? He has Siddha Deha, not material body. No demand of eating, sleeping, defending, mating. Huh? Completely spiritual body, Siddha Deha. Huh? Three lakhs of name, all pure name chanting, huh? Mm. All these things, all these things, Krishna. But he was so much persecuted, huh? Mm. Pasand has dragged him 22 brothers, pink, pink, blood, flesh came out, bone came out. Why such persecution came?
Huh?
And how he accepted, Krishna is so merciful to me. I am a very sinful person, Krishna is mercifully giving me light punishment. He is so merciful that I deserve very severe, heavy punishment, but he is giving me light punishment. My head would have been cut off, my finger is cutting off. He accepted that way. Vaishnava accepts that way, this is mercy. Anukampa, tatyanukampa. He accepts, tolerates everything. If you do Hare Kirtan, you can get the power of tolerance. Tarori vasaishnuna. Yes, tolerance. Never. He was never disturbed. No pain was there. He was not getting any pain at all. Anybody would have died, but he didn't die. Huh? Isn't it? What body he has? They are chanting blissfully Hare Krishna in that state. The passengers are weeping, weeping, dragging. He's chanting. Huh? Never getting any pain. Rather, Mahaprabhu showed. When the passengers are whipping, that whip is on my back. Mahaprabhu saw this, came to Mahaprabhu's back. Understand?
Mahaprabhu absorbed all of
it. Yes. So, that's Mahaprabhu's mercy. That's Krishna's mercy. Otherwise, he has no prarabdha karma. Out of prarabdha karma, no disease is there. But disease comes, that's mercy. That's mercy. Otherwise, he becomes more strong, more fixed. Do you understand? More fixed, more. That is mercy. Now he is fit to go back, come back to one and get approach the lotus feet of Krishna. Mukti pade daya bhava. Understand? Yes.
No prarabdha karma.
No prarabdha karma.
How about aparabdha karma? There's Prabdha and Aprabdha.
Everything gone, finished. Everything finished.
Should we have a desire to bring suitably qualified persons to the Spiritual Master, find some nice souls who are willing to chant 16 rounds and follow principles and bring them to the Spiritual Master? Is that a correct desire?
Who is desirous?
Who wants?
Yes. Huh? Some sincere persons who want.
Yes.
This morning you were giving class on Nam Tattva, and you were talking about Namabhas. Mm. So if somebody hasn't taken self of Sadhguru, can he chant Namabhas, or is he chanting just mainly Namaparat?
No, in the beginning Namaparat. First is Namaparat. Then it comes Sasapaparatas. When it becomes Sasapaparat, Guru instructs about Aparatas. He becomes Guru instructs, chant offenselessly. Huh? Yeah. So he becomes conscious of the aparat and he tries to eradicate one after another the aparadhas and not to commit any more aparadha, newer aparadha. So that is an amava state, intermediary state. Then completely offenseless chanting to your name, that is the perfect state.
So if somebody comes to a temple, they go back to program, they start to chant 16 rounds called the Four Regular Principles, but still they haven't taken initiation yet.
That's
Namaparad. Until they take self of Guru, they cannot have the power to come out of Namaparad. They may have some little glimmer of Namabhas, but mostly Namaparad.
Sometimes. Not always. Sometimes Namabhas. Otherwise Namabhas.
Namaparad. So the Guru gives that power to chant the Namabhas.
If they commit aparad, they fall down.
But if they don't know about aparad, then it's Namabhas.
They don't know, but it doesn't depend upon their knowing or not knowing. They commit automatically.
Is that when you say consciously or unconsciously?
Yes. It doesn't depend upon their knowing or not knowing. If they commit aparad, then they fall down, they glide down.
So these Swamis, even though they don't know the offences, still they have to get the reaction of Namaparad. So their chanting is not really Namabhas like Ajamil.
Yeah.
Not like that. He was free from Namaparad.
He was free from Namaparad, and also he got the opportunity of associating with sadhus.
Huh?
Yeah. He had the discussions among Vishnudutas and Jamadutas. Thereby he got a person of sadhu sangha. Then he became repentant, very much repentant. Repentant. Seriously, shut up. No more. I'll no more commit any sinful activity. Then he went to Gangadhar, Haridwar, and remained in the association of sadhus, engaged in sravana kirtan, sadhana bhajan. He did it. You see? He is serious. He becomes serious. He becomes repentant. So he went to Vaikuntha.
So he first had to go to Hardwar before he could purify and get Shudanam, then Vaikuntha.
Sanam, if prema, you go to Goloka Vrindavan. You understand? That Namabhas will give you mukti.
Mukti.
Mukti. Salokya mukti. He got Salokya mukti.
Just by Namabhas?
Yes. He got Salokya Mukti, go to the same planet, Vaikuntha planet. Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya, Sarasti, four types of, other than Sajujya, four types of Mukti. But pure Vaishnava don't want any type of Mukti. Sajujya is a hellish, Naraka, Kaivalyam, Naraka, Ayati. But other type, four types, Siddha Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, they don't want.
They want only the lotus feet of Krishna. Wherever they may be, even they say, I don't want that Krishna, you destroy my karmic reaction. I don't want it. What I deserve, according to my karma flaw, what I deserve, the birth I deserve, let me have it. But I have only one prayer. That birth also, I'll serve you. I'll thank your holy name. I'll do your bhajan. I'll serve you. That birth, chitta janma dao. If I deserve to burn as an insect, a worm, according to my karma phala, let me have it. But I should be born as a worm in the house of a devotee, Vaishnava. You understand? Then I'll get the opportunity of hearing your glories, associating with sadhus in the Vaishnava and Sravana Kirtana. I must be getting that opportunity, thereby I'll be serving in that birth also. This is Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava's desire. Understand? Desire of pure Vaishnava.
But the sadhaka who is not Sudha Vaishnava, he can also meditate like that?
Who? We'll meditate on that. You should cherish that desire. I don't want anything. No desire. No desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation. Only life after life to serve your lotus feet. Bhavata bhakti rahetu kisai. That is niskamata. That is desirelessness. Niskamata.
Good. And how do we chant without wanting to enjoy the kirtan? How do we chant without wanting to enjoy the kirtan? Sometimes we chant in the kirtan and I want to enjoy.
Then you want to give up that desire. Why you cherish that desire?
Therefore you hear,
Sadhu Guru says, give up all desire of material enjoyment and liberation. Only there is one desire, how to serve the lotus feet. Of Krishna, life after life and giving all pleasure. That is you, person, individual, and you desire. So you give up that desire.
So we should chant in the mood.
That is the mood. Think yourself. Matamula than a bed of grass lying on the street, be as solvent and free, give respect to one and all, don't demand respect for you, yourself. In that mood you chant, stumble bent of mind, chant Hare Krishna, that is the perfect mood. Then your chanting will be perfect, chanting will be pure. Understand? That is the mood. In that mood you should chant.
What happens if one chants the pirouette name once? Is he also able to fall back down?
He chants once.
The pirouette
name is able to then
fall back down.
Yes, he is a
Vaishnava.
Once he has chanted your name.
Which one?
Once chanted. Dhar mukhe suni ekavar kusunam sa isa Vaishnava Mahaprabhu said. Have heard, once he attended Krishna Nam, pure Nam. He is Vaishnava. Once he attended, once he attested, he must desire for that. Yes, again, I must have it. Yes. Once you have chanted nectar, then how can I give it up? And how can I ask for stew? Once tested nectar, once chanted pure Nam, then you can stand. That's what nectar is there. Nama ananda nama amruta. Then you have lost it. Then you must cry. No, I want that. Why? Again, how I can?
Param drushva nivartate.
Param drushva nivartate. Param drushva nivartate. Yes, the heart test, then you give the Lord test. You'll never ask for it.
So he's not able to fall back down once he's
dead. That happened to in the life of Narada Muni. Narada Muni, he got that mercy. He had one mother. Mother died. On cow was that died, mother died, nobody's there. So he cried. But he had gotten that once from that test in Lakshya Samsadhus. So he once
chanted your name, got the darshan, and heard voice. Then he cried, "Oh, I lose it, it's lost to me. Where is, where are you, Lord, where are you?" Then Ariel was not in this life, next life. Isn't it? Then he became so serious, how can I get? Very soon that life ended, the next life is the elevated life, Narada Muni.
Huh? How can we recognize it? He's asking Gurudev.
Huh?
How can we recognize
it
if
my
name is
chanted? When you chant your name, then you feel ecstasy. Tears will come down. Huh? Voice falters. Hairs erect. Do you understand? That ecstasy will feel. Yes, cry. That is the ecstasy you feel. Really? Then you feel? Then you understand the astral name? Yes.
So, even though he chanted the pure name, but he had to take birth again, didn't he?
Now, what are you speaking about?
I speak about Narada Muni.
So, still he had to take birth?
Because he got that. Not in this life, next life. Then,
so, how can he didn't go back in that life? Huh? So, how can he have to take birth again? He chanted the pure name.
Hare Baba, next life. Order was next life, not in this life. So
it wasn't possible for him to go back in this life. He couldn't go back in that life.
In this very life you can go back.
But he had to take birth again.
Hare Baba, all are Narada Munis? Why are you thinking that all are Narada Muni and this is the process? This is the process.
So how come he had to wait through this? Huh? So how come he had to wait till his next life is there?
What he
said? He said why he has to wait.
Because that Krishna says, not in this life, next life. So, that means to make his desire strong. Yes. Let him be very strong. Let him have a strong desire. Yes, I must have it. So next life, not this life.
Narada Muni is such an exalted soul. He's such an exalted soul.
Yes, how he became exalted? Because of the Asana Sadhu, by getting the mercy of Sadhu in previous life. Previous life, then the next life he became exalted. Hmm. Not from the previous life. Previous life he had earned Sukruti. Yes, the Bhakti Mukhi Sukruti.
He's asking a question actually. Yes. If someone chants once, your name, is it possible to fall down? That is his question.
Yes.
Someone chants
once chants, but further not chants. And commits aparadh, does a satsanga, then further.
Even though he chanted pure name.
Once. But no more. He does a satsanga, a sadhu sangha. Then like Bharata Maharaj. Bhartha Maharaj was elevated. You understand?
Yeah.
He had achieved elevated state. But what happened to him? What happened to him?
Yes, he was here.
So?
Come on,
then, three lives.
So, in Bhagavad Gita, fall down.
Yes.
Don't
fall. There is no guru to guide you. Yes? Because in Bhagavad Gita, some anarchists are there. And there is Sapyu.
You said Bhav Pratishtha this morning.
Yes. That will come to you. And you are attached to it. Yes.
So, Brother, from in connection this morning, who is the spiritual master of the Bilva Mangal Thakur?
Somangiri. Yes. Somangiri.
Somangiri. You said this morning that Bilva Mangal Thakur was performing silent bhakti when he was visiting Shishamani
Vishwa. Sadhaka, So his guru is Somangiri.
He was following the Ragatmika.
Yes.
But still he was going to see the prostitute, he still had a taste to go and go to the prostitute.
Still, but he guru saved him. Guru saved him. So prostitute gave him a kick.
Even though he was on Ragatmika platform, he still had
Yes. Guru saved him. Gave him a kick to prostitute. So,
was it that once he got the kick?
He didn't fall down. He
didn't fall down. Again, his eye fell on the beautiful maiden. Yes. So, Guru saved him. Guru saved him. He didn't fall down. He plugged out his eyes.
So, well,
then Krishna appeared. That's the test. He passed the test.
Gurudev, was it that when he got the kick from that prostitute, then he took to Raghunuga? Then he took to Raghunuga. Then when his eyes fell on that girl,
then the test was that he pulled out his eye.
He passed the test and Guru was protecting him, Guru was helping him.
Raghunuga started after Chintamani gave him the kick.
It was there in him, but it was there. It is not there. All on a sudden appeared. No, it was there in him. The Guru was helping him.
From his last life, it was there, Guru Dhanu?
Yes.
You talked about the thorn in the heart instead of the foot.
Is that what you mean? What's there is the thorn in the heart? You talked about the thorn.
Why is he asking for a hairpin? May have some thorn, might have put into his soul, feet. But thorn is not there, thorn in the heart.
Which one thorn left was there?
There was only that one thorn.
Yes, it is. By chance. By chance, I'm pricking, by chance.